This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Playing Melbourne's most uplifting music mix. Joy 94.9. You're with Leo.
Good morning, everybody. Friday morning show with Leo. My favourite time of the year. It's Radiothon time. What a fun day. Day one of Radiothon. Thanks to the Murphys for Murphy's Law this morning and the lovely Michael for the news headlines at 9 o'clock. Now, Radiothon is really important to Joy because it basically allows us to keep on air and keep going and support this wonderful community. So, you know what to do, people. Sign up online, joy.org.au. Easy, easy piece. The big banner there. Click on it. If you're a business, individual, sign up, become a member, renew your membership, make a donation. We love your support here this morning on the show. My first guest, you may know her from MKR. She was portrayed as the villain. Is she a villain? Far from it. Jess T, welcome to Joy, hun.
Good morning. Thank you.
Now, Jess, we can chat a bit in a moment, but I'll get you to choose some favourite songs of yours this morning. And you said the first track you played this morning was Robin Schulz's Sugar.
That's correct.
All right. So on the show, you said no carb, no sugar. So let's just depute that myth and play the track.
The irony.
More that's next on Joy. Oh, Robin Schulz this morning. Bit of sugar. Now, my guest this morning on the show is Jess T from My Kitchen Rules. She was portrayed as a villain on the show, which is far from it, because you're absolutely lovely, darling.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming in. Our first day Radiothon. How cool is that?
It is so cool. And I've been really excited to come in and help
you've
out.
You bought me a gift.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes,
God. I'm
I have
this.
Bought you a
this
gift.
Is, can you film this? Where's your phone, doll?
Quick.
Oh, sorry, doll.
Hold up. He's opening. He's so excited.
This is live TV. Okay, so we're doing it.
Yes.
We're going to put it on the Twitter and on the Instagram, but I'm opening up the gift.
Look at
my
him
God.
Go.
Okay, I'm just...
You're good at opening gifts. You're doing good.
I'm just going to...
Don't be pedantic. Just
rip
it open.
Here we go. Oh.
Yes. Ooh. What does it smell like, Leo?
What is it? Oh. Oh my God, it's banana bread.
Is it baby? It's a little baby loaf of wholemeal banana and chia bread. Sugar-free, guys.
Oh my God, Jess, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
There's morning tea right there. Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Jess, for that.
That's okay.
Because on the show, I mean, MKR is this huge juggernaut of a show. And I guess what makes it successful is they cast people really, really well. Got great personalities, and I guess if I'm saying it correctly, maybe cooking may be a close second, but the personalities need to shine through. And this year, all the promos and things, the fireballs going off, and he's a villain and stuff, and you're portrayed as a villain. So, what made you apply for the show with your gorgeous friend Marcos, who's just dishy?
He's lovely. He's a great guy. What made me apply?
Yeah.
Marcos tried to convince me for 18 months to apply for the show. And I always thought to myself, no. And he's like, we should just do it. And then once I decided, you know, 18 months later, after him asking me many, many times, I just went for it and I did everything within my power and we worked really hard and we cooked and we wrote so many recipes and we teamed up. And we got in. Over 250,000 people apply for My Kitchen Rules. They choose, 36 or something?
God.
So, yeah, really, really big achievement just getting on the show.
So what was the whole process like going through, you know, all the home visits and things and meeting other contestants? And were you a bit wary of what you were saying during that time, knowing that they could manipulate or edit things in a certain way? Was it in your mind or, by day one, oh, yeah, whatever.
No, no, I was very aware, but I also wasn't willing to not be myself.
Yeah.
And on the show, our characters are cast, and all of the little things about me, the healthy, you know, the fitness, they were all over-dramatized to be, you know, really extreme. So I am health conscious and I am fit, but perhaps not as, you know, dramatically as I was portrayed with my character on
so
My Kitchen
Rules.
So
let's just clear this once and for all. You eat carbs, yes?
Yes, I eat carbs in moderation.
You eat pasta?
I love making fresh pasta.
Okay. You eat chocolate?
No.
You eat fried food?
No.
You eat sugar?
Sometimes, but the right kinds of sugar.
Fruits. See, people, she's normal.
She's not normal.
A villain. It's all good.
I'm just like everyone else.
Oh, Joel.
Just like
my special
everyone
guest
else.
This morning on the first day of Radiothon is Jess T from My Kitchen Rules, MKR. And she's here kicking off Radiothon with us this morning. And some great music, Jess, coming up this morning, including this next track. He's quite hot, actually. I like this guy. He's quite good looking. Jason Derulo.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
If it ain't love, oh, you're on Joy. Joy 94.9. Jason Derulo there with If It Ain't Love. My special guest in studio is Jess T from MKR. Jess, you made this gorgeous loaf here. What's in it? This, you made me a present this morning.
Yes, I did. It's a wholemeal banana and chia loaf. So the sugar comes naturally from the bananas. I added extra banana. So all of your usual stuff. You've got eggs in there. I did use gluten, everyone. Wholemeal, in fact. Yes, the unrefined, the less refined version of flour. There's cinnamon and nutmeg. What else did I put in there? A little bit of baking powder, rising agent, but also the eggs and the banana. Bananas are natural rising agents. So
I love bananas.
There you go.
Yeah,
yes.
Very healthy for you guys. Being on the show and filming everything, how long does the filming process go? All the home visits and stuff?
Well, it's anywhere from 3 to 6 months, depending on where you end up in the competition. Yeah. So it's a big commitment, yeah.
To be fair, you were the last to cook in group two. You were going through a lot of personal stuff that day.
Yes.
Your grandma passed away.
Correct.
Which is tough because I lost my dad about 3 years ago, and losing someone that close to you is difficult. But having to face that on the same day, you were probably blocking out emotions, and that was portrayed as maybe a bit cold, robotic.
Yeah, robot. That's exactly what I was going to say. That day, I just had to shut down my emotions. It was a job. At that day, I was at work and I was just a robot, working like clockwork, just doing what I could do, trying to block it out as much as I could to get my job done. It was really difficult, but given the circumstances, I'm really proud of what Marcos and I achieved.
Yeah, you know, and the other teams gave you 11 points, which is really bad, isn't
Disappointing.
It? Disappointing.
Disappointing.
Did you get on with the people in your team?
There were a few that I saw outside of filming, but most of the time, in all honesty, I was at the hospital. I didn't spend a lot of my personal time with the other contestants.
So when they were saying that, oh, Jess didn't mix with us or whatever, you were doing other stuff going on.
Yeah, I really, in a way, I think, you know, I can claim some responsibility for their misunderstanding of me. I shut down. I didn't know how to create new relationships at the time. I feel really sad about that. But since the show's finished, we've all reconnected and we're all chatting. We've
lovely.
Got groups and stuff that we all talk. So everything's fine now. But at that point in time, I didn't know how to make new friendships.
I have to say, Jess, the two minors, Alex and Gareth, hot.
Yeah, they're very good looking guys.
They are, and the guns on them when they're cooking up, it's like, oh my God, your arms is incredible. But anyway, but you're Marcos.
Yes.
He's single? He's not single, is he?
No, Marcos's lovely lady just came back from Colombia.
Marcos's lady, there you go. Always happens.
Sorry,
no,
Leo.
That's all right, darling. It's all good. It's all good. But he found a girl.
Yes.
And this track here from The Vamps is about one of the guys in the band fell for a girl who preferred other girls.
Oh.
There you go. Here is The Vamps. I found a girl. You'll enjoy. First day of Radiothon, and my God, Jess T from MKR. Now, of course, you'll be portrayed as the villain on the show. You're not a villain, as we've just found out. Been talking and stuff this morning. You're absolutely lovely. If you love the music here on Joy, keep it happening, all right? You must sign up online, joy.org.au. Get online at work. type in joy.org.au, click on the little join now thing and sign up, become a member, renew your membership. You can also make a donation. If you're an individual, a family, a business, a drop in the ocean for business,
yeah,
right?
And it's tax deductible,
isn't it? Exactly. It's tax time coming up as well. Yeah, it's great. And cafes that are listening and having joy blasting in their cafes and shops, get on board, people. Get on board.
Get on board.
Now, obviously, just since the show wrapped, NKR, you've been doing bits and pieces because you've been going to a lot of charity events and doing a few openings and stuff like that. And you did, you filmed a new campaign recently.
Yes, I did.
Can you tell us a bit about that or not?
I think that I can. The laws, the government's looking to change the law where hospitality workers from cash to benefits. So that would mean that penalty rates on weekends would be taken away from...
That's bad.
Yeah, that's... Do you know what? The people that work in hospitality, they live alternate lives majorly. Students, travellers, musicians, the kind of people that if they choose to work on the weekend and put in the hard yards, they need that extra money. They really don't need it taken from them. So I'm involved in a campaign for the Catering and Hospitality Board. They've hired my friend's company, Think Tank Social, to create awareness and hopefully stop the law being passed. So
that's great,
I'm the
Jess.
Face of that.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
So doing some good in the community, which is fantastic. We love that.
Thanks.
You had a photo on your Instagram with a fellow villain, in commas, from The Bachelorette last year, the gorgeous...
David Whitcoe, yeah.
Yeah. And he's lovely.
He is one of the most genuine people. When I first met him, do you know what the first thing he said to me was? Jessica, he's like, I was sitting there watching TV, and as soon as your ad came on, the first time I saw it, he's like, my heart went out to you.
Oh, because he's been through that himself.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
My
he
God.
Just was so supportive.
And going on your Instagram and your socials, Doyle, Beetroot, even watching MCAR this year and also MasterChef, beetroot seems to be all the rage at the moment. Because I remember back in when I was a kid, when you got beetroot, it was in the can, sliced, and you have like beetroot sandwiches.
Mm.
Fresh beetroot is gorgeous.
Yep, you can make gluten-free chocolate and beetroot brownies.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I actually colour my cakes with beetroot. I don't put any preservatives into my food or as little as possible. I use beetroot to flavour and colour that earthy tone. So many things you can do with beetroot.
That's a really good tip, people out there as well, that, you know, when I was to get a bit healthy and, you know, and who doesn't know, and also chilli as well. I hate hot food, but I like a bit of chilli flakes on a few things, which is really cool. I like that.
I should have bought you some of my pickled chillies.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Leo and I live close together,
yeah,
so I'll bring you chillies.
But coming up next, you're going to share a recipe for us.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but Radiothon, sign up, become a member. Joy.org.au is the website. Get online, support this wonderful station. We're so passionate here. There's so many people here this morning. We've got our lovely tech guys, Josh, who decked out the place. Incredible. There's balloons. It's a great vibe. So if you're close to the city, you want to pop in, sign up online, joy.org.au.
Hi, I'm Gary.
I'm George.
I'm Matt, and we're the judges from MasterChef, and we encourage you to join Joy 94.9 during Radiothon.
Give us a call on 1300-JOY-949 and become a member.
Thanks, guys. The wrong show, but we didn't have Peter Manu, but MasterChef judges. Do you watch that show?
Yes, I love it.
Yeah. I love much to do. Now, my special guest has been this morning, the lovely Jess T from MKR. You are such a sweetheart, Doyle. Thanks for coming
in.
Before you go, though, you're going to give us a recipe.
Yes, a quick little rundown.
On your Instagram, it's a cauliflower pizza.
Yeah.
Do you share? So get your pen and papers out. Healthy recipe. Take it away, Doyle.
Okay, don't be afraid. Don't worry about the pen and paper. I'm going to put it up on my Facebook page, Lifestyle by Jessica, so we can get that later.
Yeah, so follow here, Lifestyle by Jessica.
Yeah.
And that's on Facebook.
Facebook and Jess_MKR on Instagram.
There you go.
Yeah.
So follow here, people, and cauliflower pizza.
Cauliflower pizza. So you get a whole head of cauliflower, and if you have a food processor, you can grate it. If not, you can do it by hand. Just cut it into little even-sized pieces. 2 cloves of garlic. You're going to put this into a steamer. We're not going to boil it because we want our cauliflower to stay dry. If you boil it, you're going to add water. You don't want that. Your cauliflower pizza base is going to be mush. Keep that in mind. Okay, I added 1 teaspoon of chili, some pepper once it was steamed, 1 egg. Oh, side note, don't put the egg in while the cauliflower's hot. It is going to curdle. Yucky.
Scrambled eggs.
Cheese. So this sounds a little bit excessive, but a whole cup of cheese. I used 1/4 cup of pecorino, 1/2 cup of mozzarella, and 1/4 cup of tasty. Mix it all together. Form it into a pizza base shape. Put it on baking paper into the oven. Let's say for about an hour on 180. That should dry it out enough. And whatever toppings you like, you can put on there. I chose Mexican, so I put a little bit of chorizo. I made a guacamole with like coriander, lime, chili. Oh, so many options.
It sounds
but
lovely.
That's the quickest version of it I could give you. I'll put the recipe on Lifestyle by Jessica later.
So make sure you follow Jess, Lifestyle by Jessica on Facebook, and Jess_MKR on Instagram and Twitter. Jess, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
So much fun, Leo. Good luck raising all the funds that you need for the next year.
Oh, thank you. And our radiothon is here. Day one of radiothon. Jess has come in this morning to help us out. So thank you so much for coming in. Get online, people. joy.org.au. Sign up online. Renew your memberships. Make a donation if you're an individual, family, business. Support this amazing station to keep us out loud and proud. Jess, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.